Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Where'd That Come From? My name is Andrew Shepherd. I'll be taking a look at many different phrases, slogans, or ideas, and together we'll discover what they all really mean, and I'll also tell you where they came from and the stories behind them. You may use these phrases in everyday life, or you may have never heard of them before. Like this one, for example, mad as a hatter. Now I'm sure most of you know what this phrase refers to, but let's find out.
Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Mad as a Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
So a mad as a Hatter. You'd have to know what a Hatter is though, right?
The Mad Hatter, yeah. I assume it refers to someone who's insane.
What I understand, it means you're nuts. You're right bonkers. You're crazy. Crazy as in mad as a Hatter. Because the Mad Hatter is nuts. Alice in Wonderland.
Insane, like I'm crazy. Like, you know how his hair's red? It got red because he was crazy and white-faced.
Okay, so most of you know that the Mad Hatter is crazy or insane. He's the guy with the top hat who always seems high on caffeine in Alice in Wonderland.
This is an unbirthday party!
Unbirthday? Well, I'm sorry, but I don't quite understand.
It's very simple. Now, 30 days have set. No. Well, an unbirthday, if you have a birthday, then you... She doesn't know what an unbirthday is.
How silly!
Yeah, I agree. He's pretty insane. But the phrase was used before the film. Does anyone know the true meaning of the phrase mad as a hatter?
Nope. I've heard it.
No, I have no idea. I get it, though.
Oh, then it's probably something pretty trippy then, I think.
No, it's not Alice in Wonderland. I know it's something before, but I can't recall it.
So it seems like not many people know where this phrase comes from. I was eager to find someone who had at least the slightest idea of the origin. That's when I ran into these guys.
Mad as a Hatter, somebody who kills bunny rabbits and they really get upset when the blood flies onto their face from the death of the rabbit.
I believe it dates back to the 17th century when a British hat maker went insane and killed his family. He then skinned them and made hats out of them.
Nonetheless, I continued my search for what seemed to be the one person who actually had an idea of what they were talking about.
From what I learned in history class, it's dealing with the fur trade, and there was the chemicals that they used for the fur had to do with like seeping into the people's brains and like making them go insane. So that's where that came from.
The story dates back to the 19th century when mercury was used in the making of hats, hence hatter. Well, mercury was known to affect the nervous system of these hatters, causing them to appear insane or mad. Mercury poisoning is still known as Mad Hatter's disease today. So that insane guy with the top hat, rambling in Alice in Wonderland, is actually suffering from mercury poisoning. Okay, so that one was easy. I'll leave you with one to think about. What does the name Canada mean? Hopefully you're a patriotic Canadian like I am and already know this one. But if not, listen to my next podcast when the story is revealed. Thanks for listening to Where'd That Come From? I'm Andrew Shepherd. Stay tuned for more podcasts. Visit ashep.yolasite.com to subscribe.